could be argued that there are two major problems facing us in our generation. One, a material problem, and one, a spiritual problem. The material problem is that there's so much that we want, and we would certainly like to secure and assure the means of achieving those goals and those accomplishments and those desires. That's a major concern to everybody in today's world. There's a second problem, and that's a spiritual problem. It's a problem that I think is surfacing in the last decades more than maybe in previous generations, and that is the lack of passion for Yiddishkeit. There's a lot of people that are doing a lot of mitzvahs and a lot of learning and a lot of even commitment, but it's not with that passion. The passion seems to be lacking. Many people will admit that. Many people bemoan that. Many people don't really care about that, but it's there. There's a lack of passion for a life of Torah and mitzvahs. And it seems that the Sipurnu, in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, offers us, based on the posuk, a formula to achieve both the material desires that we have and to be able to fire up a passion for a life and for observance of Torah and mitzvahs. How does that work? The posuk says, "B'chukosai telechu, es mitzvosai tishmeru, basisa moisam." There's three references here. One is going in the chukim, one is shmira of the mitzvahs, and the other one is performance. Basisa moisam. So the Sipurna says as follows: "B'chukosai telechu, chukosim gzeres melech sheyinak odom behem bi'shtadlus iske chayov." The chukos that we're referring to here are the gzeres of Hashem that a person has to conduct himself with when he is mishtadl for his physical existence. You know, his life, the things he does in life, in his world, he has to be mishtadl. And these are the rules of the game of the hishtadlus. V'hisnagus behem yikore halicho. And following these chukim and living with them and acting and living according to them is called halicha. It's halicha b'chukim b'chukosai telechu. K'omrav chukoseim loisei lechu. Same idea. V'chein v'es chukosai tishmeru lo leches bohem. V'chein b'chukosai chayim holach. V'es mitzvosai tishmeru, what does that refer to? Hinei hashmira b'mitzvus. What does it mean, shmira of the mitzvus? Hi ha-hashgocho be'oifen asiyosom. It's the paying attention, it's the hashkocha on the way that the mitzvahs are done, I guess the diktuke halochos of how to perform each mitzvah, and in the kivun in which they're supposed to be going. In other words, there's a mechuvah, there's a direction. He's supposed to be coming to a certain accomplishment. They're supposed to be achieving a certain goal. So the hashgocha in the oifen asiyosim, in the dikduke hamitzvahs and how to perform them, and in the mechuvin mehem, and in that which is the goal where I'm supposed to get with these mitzvahs, that's what shmira is. This comes with a pleasant nose, I guess that's what it means. A pleasant, it comes though with iun, you got to be ma'ayin in it. Ki omrom zal shomoyer zumishna. That means learning. Learning the dikduke adinim, and the mechuvin, and the goals with which we're supposed to be achieving, the direction in which they're going, what the accomplishments, what the purpose, I guess, would be. He says, that's called Mishnah, that's learning. Omar im kein, im tisnagu bedarche hokel yisporech hanichlolim b'chelek hamasi b'toirosoi. Therefore, he's saying like this, if you will act in the ways of the Hashem that are included in the chelek hamasi of the Torah, doing the actions, and you're not just doing the actions, but you're me'ayin be'iyun into the mitzvahs to understand how to perform them properly. There's a concern, there's a motivation, there's an attention to detail, there's a diktuk hadin in how to perform the mitzvahs v'tachlison, and their purpose and where they're supposed to be, the mechuvin mehem. With that you will fulfill the kavona of Hashem in the Bria, that we should be living in the tzelem Elokim, in Bitzalmoy Kadmusoy, to emulate, to be enlightened unto Hashem. Vasisemoisom, what's the last part of the pasuk? The oz, this will bring a result. Yielochem zeha shlemus bikinyan, the shlemus will be a deep kinyan, or you'll take ownership of that shlemus, but often in a way that will lead to shetasu oisam kemoi poelim hatoiv birtsoi nafshechem. You'll do them like good workers who do it voluntarily, who do it with their own rotzen. I'll have my own rotzen to do it, the rotzen of my own nefesh. I'm not doing it out of fear. I'm not doing it even kimitzuve. I'm doing it birtzoi nafshechem. Asher bozeh yeh oisem ispoil bitzad ma. That the person will be misspoiled. It will create a hispilus. It will create a sense of awakening and excitement in him. I will tasu me no. You know, I'm sorry. Oisem yira shebaze yeho oisem misspoiled mitzad ma. That the person will be misspoiled mitzad. I guess something else other than this passion to do it. Avol tasu me'avo, you'll do the mitzvahs me'avo, chafetzim birtzoin hokel yisborach, desirous of the rotzen Hashem, ke'omrom asei ritzoinoi kirtzoinecho, do his rotzen as if it's your rotzen, which is a tremendous high level, that I'll do the rotzen Hashem as if it's my personal rotzen. So this seems to be a formula, number one, for passion. And asei ritzoinoi kirtzoinecho has always been a formula for our own material accomplishments, because the end of the mission says, "Kedei sheyaseh ritzoincho kirtzoinoi." There's a mido keneged mido, that when a person reaches the level of ritzoinoi kirtzonecho, that I have this passionate rotzoin to do the rotzon Hashem as if it was my own rotzon. I feel it so deeply. I want it so much. It's such an excitement and a passion and a craving and a yearning and a desire within me to do the rotzon Hashem as if that was my natural, personal, most connected to myself personal desire, then Hashem, of course, rewards us, mida keneged mida, even if we're not worthy, that he'll do ritzoinenu kiritzoinoi. Okay, so, but in terms of the spirituality, there's a formula. What's the formula? The formula seems to be, number one, a person has to conduct himself according to the mitzvahs. Without the performance of the mitzvahs first, the passion will never come. And that's a mistake that some people made, you know, say, inspire me. Okay, inspire me, and then I'll be ready to do. You can't get inspired when you're not oisik in the mitzvahs. That inspiration is not real. It's superficial. It's imagined almost. It's not real. It doesn't really exist. Because if I'm not doing the mitzvahs, then how do you expect it? There's a formula. There's a formula. There's a tzivui. There's a covenant. There's a bris. There's a kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. There's a kabbalas ha-Torah. There's a purpose of the bria. And I want the spirituality in a vacuum doesn't exist. And the world has shown us that spirituality in and of itself, without a real shibud, it's been a formula for disaster. It's been a formula for bloodshed. It's been a formula for destruction. There's directives. There's divine directives, and that the spirituality has to be an outgrowth of that. Then mitzvos tishmeru, it's not enough to do the mitzvos. There has to be a shmira. The shmira is the iyun, is the shomor zu mishnah. It's an attention to the specifics, to the dikduke dinim of the mitzvos. So it's not just the actual, I do the mitzvah in an approximate way. I do it, yeah, close enough. Yeah, this is that's about right, you know. No, with dikduke dinim, every dikduk hadin, and mechuvin mehem, and the focus of what is the goal? Where am I supposed to get with the mitzvahs? The passion will only come after the the halicha b'mitzvahs, and after the iyun into the protei dinim and the mechuvah mehem, and then it needs one more ingredient, and that is you be ma'ayim into the mitzvahs to know oifen asiyos tachlison uvazeh.
Before it gets there, uvazeh tashlimu kavanos liyosom bitzal mokid musa.
A person has to recognize that the kivun is human perfection, godliness. That what Hashem wants from us is for us to emulate Him in such a way that we will forge that connection. Mahu afato bitzelem elikim. We're created b'tzelem elikim, b'tzalmoy u'bidmusoy. That's the goal, to access the tzelem elikim, to perfect the tzelem elikim, to elevate the tzelem elikim, to perfect the midos that are part of that tzelem elikim, to eventually create a state of godliness in myself, which is a state of connection and dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the source of that passion. He says, v'asisem ha'isem, v'oz yielachem ha'shleimus b'kinyin. Then this shleimus becomes a kinyan. Be'oifen, this will be goyrim. She'tasu oisim kemoi poelim hatoiv be'rotzoi nafshechem. You're going to do it with your own rotzon. And like he fears ois at the end, he says, not me'yiro and this, avol tasu me'avo chafeitzim be'rotzoin hokeil ke'omrim asei ritzoinoi ki'rotzoinecho. So herein, the Sipurnu gives us the formula. We want passion, okay? And it's just very interesting that the formula for passion is really the formula that's going to bring us everything that we want in life too, because say ritzoyne kirtzonecho, kideshiyase ritzoyncho kirtzoyne. But what's the formula for passion? It's not a simple formula. It's not just a fiery speech. It's not just a kumzitz. It's not just an emotional high. It's a formula. It's a halicha bedarkei hamitzvos. It's an attention to the diktukei adinim and to the goal of the mitzvahs. It's realizing that goal, that the ultimate goal is human perfection, to perfect the tzelem elikim, to bring it to the highest possible emulation and hisdamus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the tachlis. And from that will create such a kinyan and such a sense of shleimus in the person that memela now, all of a sudden, everything that I do is transformed into an act of love, into an act of passion. It's no longer just a burden. It's no longer just an effort. It's no longer just an attempt. It's no longer just a hope and a wish to get to such a level of passion. But it's a kinyan, an ownership on the shleimus to the extent that it creates this matzav that I can reach the level of asei ritzoyne kirtzonecho. And it seems that this is the formula. So it requires to do it without halicha bidrochov, it's not going to work. To do it without shmira and iyun in diktukei hamitzvahs and in where they're supposed to bring us, ultimately to be able to recognize that we're coming closer and closer and closer to that shleimus of the tzelem elikim, to that mahu rachum afato rachum, mahu chanun afato chanun, that v'holachto bidrochov, that v'dovakto boy, that we're getting to that point with a sense of fulfilling the purpose of the Bria, which is to bring us to Shleimus, so that we should be able to connect with the Rabbeinu Shleilim, so that we should have that Kirvas Elokim, we should be Mesaneg El Hashem, which is the ultimate Tachlis of the Bria. And when a person goes through this process and comes to that, and it doesn't seem that the process can be, that the results can be achieved without the process, this is the process, and that process will lead, it seems, But that's it. That will then bring it be'ofen shetasu oisem, a whole attitude. So if we're looking for passion, if we're looking for excitement, this is the formula. And if we're looking to inspire passion in the next generation, and today we find a lot of parents that find themselves at a loss because they don't seem to have the passion that they would like to have, and they don't know how to give over that passion to their children. And just to create an atmosphere where they're doing it miyira, we're familiar with what Rashi says, on the haftas Hashem alekecho, that einu doy me'oise miyira me'oise mi'avo, because one who's oise miyira, raboi matriach olov ve'hoylech loy. If it's miyira, it becomes too difficult, comes too burdensome. If it's mi'avo, if it's with passion,
then that fire keeps me going. That bren is what motivates me to continue, and even to face obstacles and to scale high mountains and to be able to forge ahead despite all of the opposition and the interference. And this seems to be the, I guess, 2-3-step formula in order to achieve that passion. And in the process, we can also get Shekedei Sheyaser Ritzoyin Chokir Ritzoyin.